Lions do not lose sleep over the opinions of sheep, and I'm not necessarily saying that we are all lions and that we are void of any responsibility or critique that needs to be delivered. All I'm saying is not every single person who gives you criticism should be giving you criticism. And I want to talk about when and how to qualify the critiques that you get, and most especially how not to internalize them, because that is something personally I am exceptionally bad at, and especially was bad at early in my career, but I've gotten a lot better with it now. So that's the goal for today's episode. If you've clicked on this or just started randomly playing, thank you. Thank you for doing that. My name is Emily. Welcome back to the Straight Shooter Recruiter podcast. This is like my baby, my love child. I love this thing. I am the host and producer. I have been a recruiter for 8 years. I'm a principal recruiter now. If you listened to a couple weeks episodes ago, I talked about how I got promoted. I'm a careers columnist, a careers content creator. Careers and self-empowerment is what I do. And today what I want to do is have my coffee. I'm in my fluffy pajamas, and I want to talk about how you can feel so much more empowered to filter through the bullshit. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Okay, so grab a coffee, get comfortable. And don't forget, if you're listening to the show, it genuinely helps me so much if you share this, if you leave a review, if you like post this on your Insta stories. I see all of it. It means so much to me. So thank you. Listen to me very carefully. People either give you feedback and criticism because they want to see you shine or because they want to dim your light. There is no in between. So when you're getting feedback at work or in your personal life, you need to consider the source and you need to consider the sender. Particularly looking at, does this person want to see me win? And what is the value of what they are telling me? I think it's really easy to look at this in the context of how this person treats you generally. So for example, my boss, I speak about him all the time on the podcast. I don't know if he listens. That would be, is it weird? I don't know. Maybe he would like it. This is the best boss I've ever had. Like the individual who manages me is truly the best manager I've ever had. And he gives me a lot of feedback. Like he'll say, hey, I would have done this differently. Here's how you could shift this. And when I first started working on his team, I was like, oh my God, am I bad at my job? Like it feels as though I'm missing so many things. And it wasn't until I took a step back and firstly regulated my body, and I'll talk about that in a second, and then analyzed what he was saying, that I realized feedback was a gift. Regardless of who is giving you this feedback, most of our natural body reactions are to have some anxiety. Like you feel your body tense up, you have that anxiety feeling in your belly, your palms start to sweat, your body is going into fight or flight because all we hear is you are not good, you are bad, whether we consciously realize that or not. So the first thing you need to do when you're getting feedback, regardless of who's giving it to you, is literally regulate your body. Slow deep breaths. Do not say anything. Do not push back. Even if you hear this feedback and you're immediately like, oh my God, this is not accurate. This is not what happened. Take a breath. Regulate your body. Go slow. The best thing you can say is, thank you so much. I will take that away. And that gives you the opportunity to digest when you're in a bit more of a calm headspace and circle back if you do have questions or pushback. But you never want to be seen as someone who's resistant to feedback, because there's nothing worse in your career than being resistant to feedback. Most people would rather have to give you feedback about you being not great at something in your job versus you not being great at accepting feedback and learning and growing. It is the single most important trait you can possess in your career. So take it with grace, and taking it with grace starts with calming your body down. Otherwise, you're going to have this like sense of anxiety and no, that's not true and blah, blah, blah. It escalates, and it doesn't have to escalate. So no matter who's giving it to you, regulate your body and listen. And then when you're reflecting, maybe you do it over the course of 12 hours. You know, I give myself one business day to digest things, just to figure out how I'm really feeling versus like what's emotion, what's ego, what's real. Consider the context of who's giving you that information. If it's my boss, I already know he is giving it to me because he thinks I am a strong employee. He wants to see me grow. And the only way I can get better is if he tells me where I can get better. It might not feel good. It's never going to feel good. I would argue, actually, let's say this. Every single person who's like, I love getting feedback, I'm so feedback hungry, girl, no, you're not. Nobody actually wants feedback. Nobody wants to be told they're anything shy of perfect, period. Like, that's just how life works. I don't want to hear it. Tell me I'm perfect. Tell me you like my hair. Tell me I'm the smartest person you've ever worked with. But unfortunately, that is not what creates CEOs. Feedback is a gift, okay? It's a gift none of us asked for. but it's a gift we're getting. Okay. And it is what it is. So you need to really be thoughtful about that. It's really interesting how our brain works, because ultimately our brain is just a set of little wires that get used to certain behaviors, and we associate situations with feelings that trigger these responses in our body. Can you tell? I didn't study science, but that's true. That's how your brain works. So the more you can slowly program and reprogram your brain to say, this is feedback. Let me calm my body so my nervous system is a bit more leveled. This is not an attack on my character. This is an opportunity to get better and repeat the cycle. You're no longer going to associate negative feedback with the failure on your part. And we'll talk about the psychology of this, because I understand it can really impact your mental health. And please, I've had mentees, little mental breakdowns over feedback, especially when I worked at my last job. Like, maybe I'll give you a little story, but it really rattled me. Which leads me to the people who want to see you dim your light. Sometimes people are giving you feedback not because they want you to grow, but because they want you to shrink. They want you to feel small. They want you to overanalyze everything you're doing. And a lot of times these people are deeply insecure themselves, and they want to see you shrink and shrink so they can feel better. And the only way they feel secure and they feel better is if they're able to make you feel small. And they feel competent because it's like, oh yeah, I coached this person. Don't worry, I helped them out. AKA, they feel like they're shit at their job. And now when they get to coach somebody else, they're like, okay, great. Yeah, no, I'm so good. I'm so good at this. It's validating themselves. It's a self-soothing, frankly, self-sabotage exercise that they're going through. I don't want you to discount every ounce of feedback as being this, because sometimes it's not. And honestly, sometimes even the feedback you get from these people isn't all that bad, but you need to look at people with a critical lens and ask yourself, do I respect the value and opinions that this individual has? And if the answer is no, it's okay to say thank you for that feedback and move on. Which leads me to the whole internalization process of getting feedback. We have this body reaction, this mental reaction, and oftentimes what happens is a lot of us, especially high-performing people, we internalize feedback as, okay, this means I am bad at this, which means I am bad at my job, which means I don't have self-worth. Because unfortunately, in today's society, we very much equate our worth to what we do for work. So if we don't show up well for work, we're thinking, okay, I actually don't have a lot of value. What value do I add? Because so much of our identity and confidence comes from being validated at work. And that's scary. That's why I always talk about having hobbies and experiences outside of the context of work. But anyways, neither here nor there. What I think is really significant and important to do is get into the habit of self-validating your experiences and get into the habit of being critical about the feedback people give you, both positive and negative. Both positive and negative. When I talk about self-validating, I mean I want you to keep a list of all of your accomplishments on hand. So when you're feeling insecure, you refer back to that. It doesn't mean that you're going to be blind to the things you don't excel at right now. Like that's not what I want you to do. You have to keep growing. You have to be hungry for feedback, but you need to be rooted in the fact that feedback is there to make you better. Feedback is not there to make you feel small. There is the difference, and the difference is rooting your confidence in what you do. The other is be very critical of people who give you both praise and critique, because if you believe all of the praise you get from other people, by extension, you believe all of the criticism they're going to give you. Like, let that sink in. So when people tell you, you are the best person I've ever worked with, say thank you, absorb it with humility and move forward. Do not internalize that. You might not be the best person they've ever worked with. They could have just said that. When they say, you're incompetent, why did you send that email? Take it with a grain of salt. Take it with humility. There are other people who have made that mistake, and you are not the worst person they've ever worked with. Everything is about moderation and how we opt to absorb these experiences. And the only way we get better is with practice. It's with practice. It is. And you can do this in your personal life with people. You can do this at work. I've been really actively practicing this at work, honestly, since I started my career. It's something I struggle with. And ultimately also in relationships and my friendships and in like everyone, like every person I interact with, I'm starting to realize that my opinion of myself is the most important opinion. It is. And it's hard because my body's reaction when I get criticism or feedback or whatever it is to say, oh my gosh, no, I'm wrong. I'm bad. I'm this, I'm that. I'm not. I'm a complex person who is imperfect, just like the person I'm speaking to. And when you operate and see people through a lens of grace and humility, you will also start to see yourself through that same lens. Hey, it's pep talk time. Pep talk session. Should I make this a permanent thing? If you got feedback at work this week or from a friend or from a relationship, I want you to know every single person you've ever spoken to has been given feedback, probably even the same feedback, the same criticism, the same critique. At the end of the day, none of us are perfect. None of us, even me behind this microphone. I got criticism on Friday 4 times. I logged off work and I was like, am I an idiot? And then I was breathing and did this whole exercise we talked about. And I didn't walk away from it scot-free and perfect, but it's really important to root yourself and remind yourself that you are living for you. And the opinions of other people can help shape that. But at the end of the day, like, they don't need to lay in bed with you at night. You are the only person you are living for. So don't allow other people's opinions, these sheep metaphorically, to impact you, the lion. Right? We need to be very, very clear about that. I hope that was helpful. I was going to do questions this week, but then this episode would get really long. And you know me, I love to keep these like short and sweet so you can listen to them like in the car. I don't know, putting your laundry away. I don't know. Whatever you got to do. Whatever you got to do. But huge thank you for listening to today's episode. I love you ever so much. I hope you have an amazing week and I'll talk to you next Sunday.